Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The House of Representatives has begun action on a second and historic impeachment of President Trump. Lawmakers started by laying out the rules for the debate. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern excoriated the president. He blamed Trump for inciting his supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol last week, resulting in 5 deaths.
This was not a protest. This was an insurrection. This was a well-organized attack on our country that was incited by Donald Trump. Domestic terrorists broke into the United States Capitol that day. And it's a miracle more people didn't.
Separately, the House passed a resolution last night urging Vice President Pence to invoke the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. NPR's Miles Park says that effort is going nowhere.
Despite the House resolution, Pence says he doesn't intend to use the 25th Amendment. So today, the House will move forward with impeachment proceedings. The vote to formally impeach Trump for the second time in less than 13 months is expected to pass with a bipartisan majority. House Democrats seem to unanimously support impeachment, and a number of Republicans also say they plan to support it.
NPR's Miles Parks reporting. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will sever all its contracts with the Trump Organization. He says city lawyers are assessing the contracts, but de Blasio told MSNBC President Trump incited the deadly riot at the Capitol, and he says that's criminal activity.
Inciting an insurrection against the United States government clearly constitutes criminal activity. So the city of New York will no longer have anything to do with the Trump Organization. They have profited from these contracts. They will profit no longer.
De Blasio says the contracts with New York City bring the Trump Organization about $17 million every year. Stocks opened flat this morning as the Labor Department reported a modest jump in prices for December. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average showed little change in early trading.
Consumer prices jumped 0.4% last month, with the increase largely fueled by a rise in gasoline prices. Overall inflation is still in check, with prices rising just 1.4% over the last year. Higher crude oil prices in recent days have pushed energy stocks higher. Stocks in Asia were mixed overnight, with indexes rising in Tokyo and Seoul, but falling in Hong Kong and Shanghai. President-elect Joe Biden reportedly plans to tap Gary Gensler to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. Gensler's a former partner at Goldman Sachs, who earned a reputation as an aggressive regulator when he led the Commodity Futures Trading Commission during the Obama administration. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 52 points at 31,016. The Nasdaq is down 5. This is NPR. President-elect Joe Biden has selected the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, to be the next administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Power served in the Obama administration. USAID was created to fight poverty and foster democratic ideals. Japan has expanded its coronavirus state of emergency beyond the capital, Tokyo. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. Japan declared an earlier emergency last April.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga added 7 prefectures, including the major cities of Osaka and Kyoto. The emergency now covers more than half of Japan's population and its economy and will last until February 7th. Just days ago, Suga said the emergency was not needed in some prefectures, but prefectural governors disagreed. Suga still insists that the Tokyo Olympics will go ahead less than 200 days from now. But a recent poll by national broadcaster NHK found that a combined 77% of Japanese think the Games should be either canceled or postponed. Dissatisfaction with Suga's handling of the pandemic has recently caused his approval ratings to sink below his disapproval rating. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new policy for air travelers coming into the U.S. They'll have to test negative for the coronavirus in the 3 days before they board the plane to the United States. Airlines will be responsible for checking each passenger's test results. The United States already has a ban in place on non-U.S. citizens flying in from China, Brazil, Iran, and parts of Europe. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.